to be honest, I never thought, you know, a black man will come this far and be someone this powerful.
Where better to affirm our ideals than here in Wisconsin, where a century ago the progressive movement was born?
I know when my impatience through interviews or anything else shows, I know when that happens, that some of you may think that I'm just trying to provide job security for Tina Fey.
These are tough times. They're tough times in Wisconsin. They're tough times in Ohio. They're tough times all over America.
Let's do it for John McCain and Sarah Palin. God love you. God love the United States of America. Let's do it.
You know, one of the things Barack has said, that in this country there should be no such thing as the working poor.
Left, schmeft, up, down, I mean, I think all that talk is nonsense. We need action and action now on the job front.
We still hold out a lot of hope that we're going to get another product.
If there's going to be any future for GM in Janesville, really depends on the American automobile industry being able to bounce back and to have products that people want to buy.
I know there are, again, 2,000 vehicles and hundreds of people that had to wait an incredible amount of time, but no injuries, no deaths, no crashes, no major personal damage to some of their expensive vehicles.
We simply have to, the State Patrol, Office of Emergency Management, just have to be able to respond better, not to have that happen again.
Connection 911, what's your emergency?
There's a tornado on the ground in the backyard of my house.
We're supposed to be shoveling our storms in Kenosha County, not picking up after them.
Lake Delton only covered 260 acres, and it will again once it's refilled.
We've inspected several hundred homes in Spring Green. But unfortunately, the homes that are currently underwater, it's impossible to get into those to do a thorough inspection.
After the June flood, I think there's more favorable feelings about a partial relocation than if you had asked us that question in September of 2007. Having been hit twice is demoralizing.
It's not like you can control the weather, you know. Maybe one day.
We have set Wisconsin on a path for strong emissions reductions, critical to address the issue of climate change.
It's just an increased cost of $20 per CO2 ton that doesn't get us any more paper production or improved quality.
The Great Lakes do not belong to Wisconsin. They do not belong to Indiana. They do not belong to New York. They are a shared resource.
The cackle, basically the male will then come upright and go.
Then I get to tell my friends, hey, the Brewers are winning, and I'm going to be able to go to a game.
I promised I wouldn't get emotional. As they say, all good things must come to an end.